The Rotary Club of Victor Harbour has chipped in $10,000 for the club's national flood relief appeal for those impacted by those floods over in the eastern states. Half of that money has simply been from Cairns. After the clean-up at the Red Hot Summer Music Festival at the weekend, incoming club president Mike May joins me now to discuss. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now that is a lot of Cairns.
I tell you what, I was listening to you this morning with Adam. And Adam said, oh, is that about 50,000? I said, okay, I've got to give him the real facts.
Oh.
So, Saturday, at the Red Hot Summer Tour, we collected 26,000 drink and can bottles.
That's a lot of thirsty patrons.
26,000. So, we went to the recycling yard. It took them a day and a half to count them all.
Wow.
So... 26,000, so 4,500 people at the event. That's nearly six per person.
Okay, that makes sense, I suppose. It was a hot day.
and it includes water, so it's not all alcohol.
Oh, okay.
It's all booze, but yeah, 26,000 is an outstanding amount of bottles and cans to recycle for a start.
That's brilliant.
Not going, you know, and yeah, the guys did a great job.
And this is, I understand, you initially agreed to support the national appeal from Rotary to help out people in New South Wales and Queensland with a little bit less cash.
Yeah, well, so we have an emergency fund that of all the things that we do in a Rotary Club, we keep money aside for emergencies. And the Rotary Club of Australia actually came to us and said, look, would you consider using some of your funds for the flood appeal? And it was a unanimous, absolutely we will. So we immediately went to the fund, we withdrew $4,000 and said, let's add that to the tally, which was, gratefully received. Then at a meeting soon after, we were discussing the Red Hot Summer Tour, and we said, well, why don't we contribute all of the funds that we make from that event to the event as well? And away we went, 26,000 cans and bottles later. We've got $10,000 going over to the flood appeal, which for a local club is excellent.
That is awesome. That's so good. Now, Mike May, incoming president of the Rotary Victor Harbour Club, is with us. How much longer are you incoming president? When's the presidency happening?
Well, July the 1st. Ooh. July the 1st. And then I get that special badge that says I'm running the place. But it really doesn't mean anything different. Other than they then have to listen to me every week, or every second week, rather than someone else. But look, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a 12-month stint, and I'm sure with all the activities that we do throughout the year, it'll go in a flash.
Yeah, what are some of those things that you're working on?
Oh, some of them are top secret, so because I haven't even told my committee yet.
Okay.
But one of the things that we are working on, and we'd really like to pursue, is to actually make a Rotary Park in Victor Harbour.
Yeah.
Somewhere that we can adopt as a place for people to go and enjoy barbecue, events, have all of those sort of things. It may be an existing park that we take over and call a Rotary Park, but it gives us that opportunity to mix with the community and for people to come down and enjoy, you know, free of charge, all the things that we can access through that property. So it's something that we're really putting some effort into to make happen, and make happen potentially with Encounter Bay Rotary Club. So we were working with them as well about, in making the Rotary bigger throughout the region. And this is a great opportunity for us to do that.
And what attracted you to be a part of the club?
What a great question. I've been involved in a couple of Rotary clubs. When I first started out in business, I joined Apex, which was a young man's club that at the time kicked you out at the age of 40. And then you became TBO, which was too old. And most Rotarians actually, most Apexians became Rotary guys. And it was all the same ideals of service, helping out the community. And I guess it's just part of my genetic makeup is that I like to help others. And if people need a hand, then I'm always happy to help out if I can. And on that note, we are always looking for people of similar mindset that want to get involved in the community. It's not a huge cost. It takes up some of your time, but only the time that you can volunteer. It's all volunteer hours, and we have some great fun, And look, you could have gone to a music event had you been a Rotarian last weekend, free of charge. Picked up a few cans and bottles and helped us out.
Oh, fabulous. Sounds like a great thing to be a part of. Always nice to be part of a community in some
way. Always be welcome, Jenny, to come down and have a chat and spend some time with us at the Rotary Club.
Thanks, Mike. And because it is Fun Fact Friday, I've asked you to do a little bit of research into something that you consider to be an enjoyable factoid. What do you got for us?
Well, I tell you what. So this has come from my previous time that I used to live in the Northern Territory. And one of the iconic creatures of the Northern Territory is the crocodile. Now, there's a fun fact about the crocodile that you may not be aware of.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
Oh, well, there you go. I never would have even thought of that.
That's a fun fact. Absolutely.
That is really fun.
It can chew your leg off, but it can't stick its tongue out.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, going na, 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 it can just do that by biting you in half.
Correct. So. Absolutely. One foul swing.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for your time today, Mike May. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jenny. It's always great to talk to you. And yes, if anyone's interested in looking at Rotary as something that they can contribute to, please jump on our Rotary Victor Harbour website and see what we're all about.